Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Oh, we're at episode number 58, the RV Hour, of course, as always. Larry McNamara here, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Dwayne Adams, co-host and producer.
And he's also our marketing manager.
Bom, bom,
extraordinaire.
Thank you.
So he has I have the pleasure of basking in his, you know, glow.
It's a team effort. You bring on the
he has all kinds of awesome ideas. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, he's rock and rolling.
I cannot take credit. And he's very he's a very talented artist.
Well, thank you very much.
As you can see from these podcasts, they are not just one camera with nothing. I mean, we got stuff.
We move.
Ba-dam, ba-doom, ba-pow.
Ow, pow.
Hey, pow. 58 episodes,
58
right?
Episodes.
You
know, here we go.
Here at Giant Recreation World, we do this podcast really to enhance the RV industry and the RV lifestyle.
That's right.
You know, it does have some subservience in it.
That
thought, however, we do our, you know, we talk about our product
ours.
And our way of doing things, or try to anyway, because nothing ever really goes perfect.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, is a lot of people don't understand that those other companies do things not always the greatest way possible.
That's a fact.
You know? So you come here, and we try to teach you guys the insights.
I call it cut and run. They try to get that deal.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they don't have to do anything else. I mean, we have the VIP camping club that we do two campouts a month with our customers.
Yeah.
And we host them and we go with them.
Yeah. And you know, and that shows a lot there, that we keep our customers close. You don't just cut and run. You don't buy and we never hear from you again. We keep you close.
That's right. And our service department is not perfect, but they're working hard every day.
Yeah.
You know, and the industry itself is flawed in that a lot of the times the parts come in wrong.
Yeah.
Even though we send them a picture.
Yeah. You know? That's incredible of how often that happens,
I'm
though.
Just saying, and it just makes it real tough. They make us get pre-authorization for everything,
mm-hmm.
So we have to basically diagnose it all up, write it all up, send them, wait for them to get back with us, which sometimes is a day or two.
Yeah.
You know, just that those are all things that, like, the car industry doesn't have to deal with.
Yeah, they don't have any of that. No.
I'm sure there's some of it if it's an out-of-the-ordinary kind of thing.
Yes, yes, but for the run-of-the-mill that we deal with,
I mean,
it's a lot.
If it's all flat rated and coded per their warranty manuals, there shouldn't be any reason to wait, but we still have to wait.
Yeah, it's that thing.
Certainly. Yeah. So, you know what we're going to talk about?
What you got today?
Other than the fact that the industry is flawed, but we try our real hard to overcome that with our customers.
We do.
We want to talk about camping, and then we want to talk about camping if you have a golf cart.
Yeah.
Now, I have not even perused this piece of paper yet, because I like to shoot from the hip.
That's right.
You know, I like to shoot from the hip and talk about personal experiences that kind of coincide with some of these topics.
I think that's what makes it the more intriguing, makes it more entertaining.
I think you're right.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, we also sell golf carts. At our Winter Garden location, and it's kind of like a location within a location. It's called Giant Specialty Vehicles, and it's on our West campus is what we call it.
That's right.
Yeah. So be sure to go check them out if you're interested.
Yeah, lots
in
of great
buying deal. Or renting or getting a golf cart customized or getting accessories for it or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest right now is the accessories, getting the new sound system, up lighting on there.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
And the industry itself is changing too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There's big screens now and all kinds of stuff like a Tesla.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
But let's talk about things to deal with when camping with a golf cart.
Here we go.
You know, make sure you explore the campground itself.
That's
right. And the golf cart makes exploring that campground so much easier.
Definitely.
Check out all the amenities, drive around, see the swimming pools, playgrounds, hiking trails.
That's right.
Dog walk parks,
all of it, yeah.
You know.
Some even have golf cart trails that you can ride on.
That's a fact.
I like that, too.
Some of the campgrounds are actually within a golf cart-friendly community.
Yes.
So you can actually take your golf cart out, and they have, like, side roads made for golf carts.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can go visit the local, store or whatever.
You can run to McDonald's in some of the places.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
So you do that. What else can you do?
Now you got to, if you want to do some nature photography, you take your camera, your smartphone along with you on a leisurely ride. And then you can capture photos of wildlife, scenic views, and beautiful sunsets.
Yeah, you don't need special equipment. Everybody's got it in their pocket. You know,
they do.
A cell phone with like four or five cameras.
Yep.
That take all kinds of super video. It's unbelievable. You know,
all angles.
It's unbelievable. I remember when we first started trying to publish things on our website, you know, we had cameras that actually took floppy disks.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, man.
We put the floppy disk in there, and it would hold about 12 photos. Basically,
oh, wow.
You know, and then we use that to upload to our website.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable. Cameras were like $550.
Yeah, right.
And so if you expanded, if you blew them all up, the pixels, you couldn't even hardly
see what it was.
See what it was. It wasn't high quality.
Oh, that's too bad. I remember the shoulder video camera.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
VHS.
Come on now.
Those were good ones.
That's good times. So, you know what else you can do?
What you got?
A sunset cruise.
Oh, you know, take a little cruise.
Enjoy a little romantic evening ride around the campground as the sun sets. Soak in the peaceful ambiance and breathtaking colors that you see as the sky changes.
Yeah.
You know what else is great about that?
What's that?
When you're driving around the campground at dusk.
What you got?
You know, everybody's pretty much already eaten.
Okay.
So what you see outside the campers in the campground is under awnings. You see people with little fire pits.
Oh, yeah.
You see them gathered around, and they're telling all kinds of ghost stories, maybe doing some s'mores, maybe doing a little drinking. I don't care.
Yeah, that's it.
But most of the time, if you stop and just walk on over, they invite you up, pull up a chair, make sure you have chairs in your golf cart.
Yeah, man.
Just for that.
That's a good reason. Yeah.
There you go.
Carry them right on the back there.
Go ahead. You pick one.
All right. So we're going to do campsite hopping. So this, again, you visit your friends and family members at neighboring campsites without having to walk long distances.
Well, that's big time, especially for the mobility challenge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and you also, I don't know if it's even on here, but many people train their dogs.
Oh, yeah.
To jump in the golf cart. They get their own little place to sit that they're used to.
There you go.
You know, I suggest if they're not too trained on it yet to make sure that you keep it a leash taut.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so
they can't jump out.
And sometimes, too, at the campgrounds, where you're camping at, your spot in that is a little further away from the house, the shower house, things of that nature.
That's a true story.
Let's take a quick ride up there. Yeah.
I mean, some of these campgrounds have 1,000 sites or more, they encompass acres and acres and acres of area.
Huge, huge.
Yeah. Like where we're having our VIP rally again.
Whoa.
Guess where that is.
Where are we going?
We're going back to Margaritaville.
Because
it was such a great time.
It is a great place.
That place, you definitely need a golf cart.
You definitely need a golf cart. It's huge.
It's
huge property.
Yeah, man. Another thing that golf carts help you do when you're camping is scavenger hunt.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Organize a campground scavenger hunt with friends and family members using the golf cart to travel between clue locations.
Now, one of the reasons this is on here, our last VIP camping rally.
Absolutely.
We did a scavenger hunt, and
yes,
man, you could just see everybody zipping around with the list on the golf cart.
They certainly did, and it was a great success.
Yeah, that was fun.
I even hear tell that some campgrounds actually do their own.
Yes.
You know, so you just go and register and get your form, and off you go.
Anytime you're checking in at a campground, you definitely ask them, you guys have a scavenger hunt by chance?
Another positive, thing to have a golf cart with you when you're camping.
What's that?
Is when you're going to go on a fishing trip.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
man.
Use the golf cart to transport your gear, coolers.
That's a big one.
You can take all that to the nearby fishing spots,
mm-hmm.
and you can make it easier to reel in that big catch.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people actually will fish from their golf cart, where the seating is more comfortable.
It's made me think, like, when you get one off, fish on, hit the gas.
Now, I don't think, unless you're, on the ocean maybe, but everybody that does any, like, ocean fishing.
Oh, yeah.
When you go on the shore and you cast out and all that.
Right.
If you ever see those guys, they have quite the apparatus that use to pull all of their stuff because they have to walk down the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They get tires and all.
Imagine if they had a golf cart friendly beach
you
for that.
Cruise right
that
out.
That would be
there.
So much better.
Yeah. That would be nice.
We see them on bicycles too, but they can't ride the bicycle over that sand.
No, not the bikes.
They got some big wheel wagons, basically.
Yeah. Golf cart would be nice out there.
A golf cart, worked up for fishing is awesome, and almost every campground has a nice fishing hole.
That's for sure. Especially get that, most golf carts, the back end, how it flaps down. To
absolutely.
The table.
Yep.
Put your cooler up there. That'd be nice. That'd be something there.
See, we're thinking, folks. And yes, we sell those. We sell low golf carts. We sell lifted golf carts with the knobby tires.
That's right.
You know, we sell them. All our golf carts that we sell new anyway are electric.
That's right.
Some have lead acid, right? Some have lithium.
Lithium and lead acid. I mean.
Yeah. So,
if you want to see which one is faster, we've got a video of Larry racing Dane.
Yeah. What's it called? How do they find that?
They'd find that on our YouTube channel or on our website, but mostly on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GiantRecreationWorld.
Or you're like me, just go RV Hour or Giant Recreation World, it'll come up.
Yeah. If you just do even golf car race, Giant Recreation World golf car race. Yep.
So,
got all of them.
Take the next one, sir.
All right.
This means a lot to you. Though.
Campfire gathering.
Yeah.
So you can load up your golf cart with blankets, snacks, and drinks and head to a communal campfire for a cozy evening for storytelling and s'mores.
That's fantastic.
That's a nice one. That's nice.
That brings up my memory.
There it is. Go on.
Yeah. In the Disney World campground, Fort Wilderness.
Okay.
They host a big campfire gathering.
Oh, really?
Where they actually do s'mores. And they actually do storytelling.
Wow.
Although it's hosted, it's by the Disney personnel.
Yeah, still though, that's nice.
And I'm not talking the small campfire. This is like a bonfire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it probably seats like 50 people around it.
Yeah. So, I imagine it's a good story, too. Most of the time when somebody tells a ghost story, it's like, where are we going?
Well, they're professional,
storytellers.
Storytellers.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's fantastic, but it's for all ages. Everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Another good thing, tailgating. You can bring along a portable grill and cooler, put it right on the golf cart. Tailgate in any style at RV rallies or sporting events that are held at campgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, you can use golf carts out at the events at the Daytona Speedway, for instance, if you're in the infield or even in the outfield camping.
Oh, yeah.
You can drive that golf cart everywhere.
Which we did, too. We rented a good amount for that, for the Daytona 500.
We certainly do.
And we did.
You can...
And that, too. So, hang on, before we go, the golf carts, a couple of our brands of the golf carts, they have the coolers inside, in the front compartment.
Right.
So that you can almost hold a whole six-pack of sodas.
Or whatever.
And it has a drain for the ice and everything. It's pretty impressive.
The drain goes outside, not inside on, and get your shoes wet.
Get your shoes wet,
They also have a cooler in the back underneath the seats.
There you go, yeah.
So you can have all kinds of places for cold drinks or Sammy's or whatever you
want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, boy.
Ice cream cones, whatever you want to put back.
I like those little coolers like that.
Yeah, I do too. Then you have your hi-fi, your hi-fi stereo. Psychedelic.
I do.
With the boom boom and the lights and all.
Good.
It's happening.
It's sync it all up and everything.
Yeah. Let's talk about the wildlife.
Wildlife watching.
Can you go watch wildlife at a golf
course? Nice. So, of course, a lot of these campgrounds, like we said, have trails for your golf cart. So you go on these trails. You can cruise around the campground in the early mornings. Best time to see them. Or a late evening to spot wildlife such as deer, rabbits, and birds.
Mm.
And then, especially Florida, you get a gator here and there, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think the best golf cart trail or walking trail or whatever that I saw in a campground ever was at Clarebrook RV Resort. Now, that's in Claremont. We had an event there one time, and it's miles of
really?
Property they own.
Okay.
Miles of it.
Oh,
it takes
fun.
Like an hour to go all
the way around. Really?
Oh, what a good time
neat.
That was.
Yeah, man.
That was a great time. Saw all kinds of cool stuff. They had a lot of artwork and stuff along the way.
Oh, wow. I have to check that one out.
Saying, if you haven't, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
If you do have a golf cart, which most of the savvy RVers have nowadays.
They do.
These are good events.
Do you remember the name of the place we had the rally at when they first built it? Out by River Ranch.
I do, kind of.
Outdoors, RV outdoors. I'll get back with you guys. But they also have a very large outdoor trail that we went on, and that was fun, too.
That was
fun. There's nothing like taking these golf carts on a trail through the woods.
That's right.
That's fun, man. It's something about it.
And it's not exactly, you know, you're not pioneering the trail.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an actual trail that
made,
you know, is made for your golf cart.
For your golf cart. Yeah, it was fun. That was the first time I had ever done that. That was entertaining, boy.
Non-paved.
Yeah, non-paved. Yeah.
Best advice would be to give you not to follow too closely behind everybody because you'd get the dust.
Oh, yeah, the kicking it up there. Yeah, that's for sure.
But again, it's a leisurely thing. You want to see stuff.
Yeah, that's fun. That was fun, though. We had a great time.
At your own pace.
That's right.
All right. Stargazing, you know?
Whoa, that's
another good thing you can do in the golf cart.
Yeah.
Take your golf cart and venture away from the campsite or campground lights and to a dark spot in the campground and use the golf cart as a comfortable seat for stargazing session.
That's a good one there. I like that, yeah.
Sounds very peaceful.
Yeah, man.
And a good time for those coolers to be utilized.
Oh, yeah.
During that.
I like the back seats on the four-seaters because it kind of looks out. You back up to a lake, looking out over the lake, get a little star action.
That's, there's selling points to having the forward-facing seats, which we have those coming.
We do.
In a new product, which I'll talk about in a minute. But and not having that. So most of the time, if it's a converted golf cart, in other words, it's made for golfing more than people moving.
Right.
The roof doesn't extend over the rear seat.
Ah.
So you can utilize that for stargating very well.
Yes,
so,
still seeing.
That's one of the selling points of not having it made for a people mover. But
yeah, having forward facing.
Yeah. You know, just as long as you're out there camping and enjoying the sights. That's all I can
say. Having a good time.
That's what we do. That's why we're here.
Yes, sir.
Come and buy a Giant Recreation World RV. Get a Giant Recreation World, you know, golf cart. Hook it on the back. Go camping and enjoy your friends and family. We'll be right back after a short message.
The weather's warming up and spring break is around the corner. Where are you off to? Round up friends and family for a Giant Recreation World getaway. Go anywhere, anytime. Buy, sell, consign, trade up, or rent. New inventory is arriving daily with all new and selected pre-owned RVs. Plus, right now it's zero down and no payments for 90 days for those who qualify. Plan your spring break adventure now. Visit a location near you in Winter Garden, Destination Daytona, or Palm Bay, and at GiantRecreationWorld.com. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with the nationwide RV warranty. Forever.
Hey, thanks for staying with us. Good job on those commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I hope somebody got us a little something out of them.
That's right.
You know.
Come on by the Giant Recreation World.
You'll see what we're talking about.
That's right.
What we got, all kinds of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Shiny, brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Used. We have RVs for every budget.
Everybody gets an RV.
We have golf carts for every budget.
Everybody gets a golf cart.
There you go. No, we were talking about the golf cart. Places or ways you can use a golf cart while RVing.
Yeah.
So with that being said, let's talk about our VIP camping club that I did touch on.
Yeah, yeah.
In the last segment, as far as that goes, our VIP camping club is a hosted camping club that we maintain.
Yeah, maintain.
We maintain. We go on two campouts every single month.
Yes, sir.
To go on one, you have to own or camp in an RV that you purchased from Giant Recreation World.
That's right.
You can't buy it from somebody who bought it from us.
Nope.
You have to buy it from us.
From us.
You know, and you have to camp in that.
That's right.
So
now, we also throw the option if you get a rental, you can come on.
Well, you're definitely getting the rental from us. So
that's right.
Fine.
You get a rental from us.
Of course, that goes without saying. Yeah. That's from us.
Yeah.
For a specific event.
And I think that makes it a lot easier to get into this lifestyle. Like, if you're curious on how, you don't just have to go to a place and be on your own. You can rent one, come with our camping club, and see how the whole lifestyle really works.
Yeah. So I wanted to feature next month's schedule, really, for the VIP camping club.
Yes, sir.
Just so you know, basically, how it works. So it's going to be at the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park. So, again, like I said, it's two weekends.
That's right.
So the first weekend is March 8th through the 10th.
Sir, yep.
And then the next one is the very next weekend. March 15th through the 17th.
That's right.
So if you've never been to the Spirit of the Suwannee, highly rated. Highly rated.
Very nice place.
Absolutely.
And the reason I wanted to list this place and bring this all up is in a golf cart, if you bring a golf cart to this campground, it's another great campground that has trails and It's just a huge campground, so you can travel around. They've also got the bats.
That's where the bat cave is.
The bat cave. Yeah. So you can take your golf cart out there when the sun is going down, and then you're kind of covered from what's naturally happening.
They almost black out the sky.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible. It's a sight to see. It really is.
It's basically you set your watch by it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So in this instance, I suggest not sitting outside of the roof.
Yeah, out in the open there.
You may think it might be raining a little bit, but that's not rain.
That's not rain.
Yeah.
So what do you got about this event?
It's a music park.
Okay.
So there's always some kind of music-oriented stuff there. If it's not a big name, it'll be somebody that's in their bar area.
Gotcha. Just hanging out there. Yeah.
Just playing music. You know, it's a great thing. They have a natural amphitheater.
Ooh.
If there's a big name.
It is. It's a big amphitheater, too.
And I'm telling, when he says it's a big campground, it is absolutely huge.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just north of Live Oak, and it's nestled in the shady banks of the historic tea-colored Suwannee River.
The Suwannee River.
Florida. You know why it's brownish looking? You know why?
Why?
That's from the cedars.
Acidic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah. So
learn something new every day. That's a good one.
It's not stinky, so that's good.
Yeah, it's just tea colored.
There's all kinds of events, like I said, that they host throughout the year, and the park offers live music during the week, almost all the time. Like I said,
yeah.
They have in their music hall. I called it a bar. It's not really fair to call it a bar. There's a bar in there, but it is a music hall that seats probably hundreds of people.
Yeah. And the natural amphitheater.
I think that's a
big draw as well. Yeah.
Right. Well, currently we have 19 spaces still available for the first week.
Yep.
And 12 spaces still available for the second week.
Bam.
So it's set up where the customers go Friday evening, many of them after they get out of work.
Okay. You know? That makes it
nice. That's for the working people, you know. So we might do a meet and greet thing, you know.
Okay.
We used to do that used to be the covered dish thing, but it was just because we didn't manage it or do it ourselves.
Yeah.
It became problems. So we'll supply maybe an ice cream social or just some kind of thing to get people together that evening.
Yeah,
and then Saturday there's events scheduled, and we also do a catered meal that evening for dinner.
Wow.
That's on me, by the way.
Yeah.
For all the people. And there's like we try and get about 50 campsites per camp out. So,
okay.
That could equate to like 200, 300, 400 people.
Yeah, man, that's a good amount of people per camp.
During this time of year, being that the snowbirds are all in town and stuff, it's hard to get 50, but our minimum is 30 usually.
There you go.
So there you go. There's some inside information.
Everybody wants to hang out.
And then Sunday we have like a farewell, you know, we have muffins and stuff. It's
okay.
Just like a continental kind of thing.
Yeah, continental.
Some OJ and some coffee, but everybody is... Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the special things is as you wake up in the morning and after your shower and stuff, you start getting your RV ready to take it back home.
Right.
You know, which we've talked about the checklists and all that before.
Check the checklist.
But it's so not uncommon for the next door neighbors to come over and help you do it, and then you go and help somebody else do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fellowship at its finest and one of the selling points of RV.
Yeah, I would agree. That is a big help. Yeah, man.
So
big draw.
That is a quick and easy way to hear about our VIP camping club.
That's right.
We charge the members a $50 a year membership fee.
$5 a month.
Not even that, you know. That. But we do that. Why? Because we give them cards, so it pays for those cards.
Yeah.
Helps to pay some of the catering I talked about.
Oh yeah.
But in every other thing we have free cold drinks usually, maybe beer and wine that we supply. We will have utensils and paper plates and
all
paper
good.
Cups and all that kind of stuff we have to have in supply.
Oh yeah.
So it buys for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also give a 15% off of all parts.
That's right.
From our company
from
that are not on sale already, by the way, because they don't make that much margin. So, but and also 20% off of a service hour labor.
Oh, yeah.
So that increases as our labor rate increases, which we're talking about raising again.
There we are.
Expenses are just going crazy.
Going through.
Everybody can feel it, folks, including yours truly. So we were talking about golf carts earlier, and let's talk about some of the brands. We got the Advanced EV golf cart.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I like these.
Yeah, well, you go and then take it.
All right, so if you'd like an Advanced EV golf cart, they will elevate your lifestyle in the all-new Advanced EV Advent. The Advent boasts sleek style, a world-class suspension, and an energy-efficient AC powertrain. Okay, so when it's on the road, you got a finesse and higher ground clearance because it can contribute towards an industry-leading ride quality. Okay, so that's what we're going at.
I think he's reading. Can you tell he's reading?
Pretty good.
I know on their Facebook page for Giant Specialty Vehicles,
right?
They have a new product. I think it's called the Slinger or the Advanced EV.
Oh, okay. It's
lead acid batteries, and it's brand new car with all the bells and whistles. But it's we have it on sale for $79.95.
That's right.
So it didn't skimp in any of the quality issues that we get from Advanced EV.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty nice.
That's a great first time starter car.
Yeah, the starter car. Yep.
You know, it's really inexpensive as far as new carts go.
Yeah, you ain't
like
kidding.
I said, it has all kinds of options on it.
Yep. Starting out at
$79.95. So make sure you see our Giant Specialty Vehicles to take a peek at that.
Yeah.
But the Advanced, all the other ones have lithium ion batteries.
So you either do, it's like 150 or 210?
Some of them. There's different sizes. Yeah. But the smallest one, I think, is 120.
120 and
maybe 210? 120 or 150. But
one of those, yeah.
Now, I saw a lithium cart being advertised by Brand X.
Okay.
That looks very interesting, and it starts at $79.95.
Whoa.
But it's lithium.
Lift the thing up,
and it's a lithium 80 battery.
Whoa, it's a tinier one.
They advertise it only takes 3 hours to charge, and it's got a 3-hour lifespan. Well, if anybody's ever been golfing, you can't get done with a round of golf in 3 hours. So you're going to get stranded somewhere. And if you don't know about lithium,
oh my goodness.
Once the battery starts discharging or getting low, it goes zero real quick. So you don't have that limpy time.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a cell phone. You almost have
that
10% to still use it. Not in a golf cart.
Not in a lithium cart.
Yeah.
They're highly technical. So they need full power.
Yeah.
Or things start going hinky on
it. So you almost want to get a bigger battery just so you have that boost when you
need it. Advanced EV was created by golf car dealers with over 35 years in the industry.
Now, there you go.
They created it to try and create a brand that would stand out by surveying the market. They're able to incorporate the best golf cart features into a single brand, combining new features with time-tested ideas. And the company Advanced EV was born.
Bump, bump.
Now, we used to sell a product called Icon, and we were really excited about it.
Yeah, the Icon was great.
Until we had to try and do warranty work. They wouldn't honor it.
Yeah, nothing.
They owe us a bunch of money
because
we had to replace people's carts because they were just falling apart.
Yeah.
So we dropped them, by the way.
Yep.
Now, there's other people that tout them and all that, but we vetted this Advanced EV company, and these are professionals.
Yes, sir.
And we have no issue at all.
No issues.
If we have if there's a warranty issue, they step up right to the plate.
Yeah,
and pay for it, help us, train us. It's a real golf cart company, even though all of the new carts out there are China carts, right? Yep. Everybody says, is that a China cart?
Yep.
Proudly to say, yes, it is. However, it's backed by an American company.
That's right.
Who has a real factory
in America.
Yeah.
Because it comes down to parts. Anytime something breaks, something goes wrong, you can't get parts for these other carts.
And the fact that the factory will pay for their warranty.
Yeah.
I mean, proven. It's
unbelievable.
Done. I'm happy as can be.
Yes, sir.
Plus, the owner of Advent EV is also I think it's Trojan is the brand name of their lithium batteries.
I mean,
they have their own battery company.
They have their own battery company.
So they have they're backed by a big
Yeah, conglomerate. Yeah, they have it's more like you said, having the history, having the profession, all of it. It just goes into the total sale of the unit.
That's a fact. So
something you need.
Then we have a new series coming out.
Whoa, what you got?
It's the Mad Jax X series.
X series,
you know. That's it's basically a company much like Advanced AV.
Mm-hmm. Built on a strong history of innovation.
That's a fact, but not just that. It's they're a real company also.
Yes. Yeah.
With real infrastructure, real warranty procedure, policy manuals, just it's a real company and they're proud. And
yeah.
Their product, I think it's part of
is it Nivelle?
Yes.
That's what
Nivelle.
It is. Nivelles. Yeah. I knew I was going to pronounce that wrong. But that's, again, a long-standing history company. They've been around.
This is the product that we got coming that has the forward-facing seats.
Yes, sir.
Two or three rows.
You know? That's been a new thing. Everybody likes it. They all just want to face forward.
Well, you know, it depends on how you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you're going to use it to go on excursions and all that kind of stuff.
Fishing trips.
That forward-facing seat costs you storage.
Yep, that it will.
And you can't, you know, go stargazing very well in it.
No.
But if you're a realtor, you know, and you're selling real estate in a development, it's a great thing to take people around there looking at, you know, houses or what.
Yeah, because you're all facing. And a lot of people get seasick, get car sick, riding backward.
That is true. But we just talked to Dane, who's our Giant Specialty Vehicle manager.
That's right.
And he said he's expecting maybe our first one in the next week or so.
Yeah, which is nice.
Very exciting.
Come on by, check them out. Set you up a test drive.
Yeah, if you go to that YouTube video of me, racing him.
Yeah.
I was in a lithium battery powered one, and he was in the same model, but a lead acid battery powered one.
Yeah.
And I smoked him.
Smoked him.
So we did not. These are factory settings.
That's right. Yeah, we melanated, made sure everything was equal, short of the batteries, and that was it.
We just basically what's the difference between the lead-acid battery and a lithium battery?
Yeah. And if you watch that video, boy, there's a big difference.
It's speed, and a lot of that is because the lithium batteries are so much lighter than the lead-acid.
All the lead-acid, yeah.
That's another big reason for that.
You
people that are technical can now relate to that.
Yeah, that makes it fun. It's just fast.
I don't have information really on our other product, but
the Magix or the other? Oh, the Atlas.
The Atlas product.
The Atlas is
our highest end.
That's right.
Product. That is basically mimicked after a club car.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about light, even the frame and everything is all aircraft aluminum.
Yep. So it makes it really, it gives you more driving time. The battery doesn't go as fast, stuff of that nature. Yeah.
But it gives us three different levels to choose from.
That's right.
We have our AV, Advanced AV.
Yep.
Then we got the Magix coming,
mm-hmm.
You know, X series.
Yep. And then the Atlas.
Then the Atlas.
Is our big guy.
That's our creme de la creme.
Yeah. You come by the showroom, sit in all three, and you'll see the difference.
That's right. So before I get any other RV stuff.
What do you got?
I wanted to talk about more golf cart stories.
Let's do it.
So, one thing I wanted to warn people of, if you are driving around the campgrounds in your golf carts, and if you're a golf cart owner like me and you ask them to turn it up, in other words, make it super fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Not driving around the golf cart super fast or in a campground.
In a campground.
Kids can dash out between cars or RVs and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Like my youngest son at one time did.
Oh, really?
He got hit by a golf cart.
Ouch.
And it broke his collarbone. So, that's one of the RV excursion stories that we had, you know.
Gotta be careful.
But thankfully, I followed my own instruction at the time, and I did know that there was a clinic real close.
Oh, there you go.
And I knew where it was, so it was just grab him and go.
Bam.
You know, got him fixed and now he has a memory that he'll never forget. But he certainly doesn't dart out behind the RVs
anymore.
Hey, we'll be right back for segment number 3, episode 58, so stay tuned.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. Fastest in the industry. Top speed to 25 miles an hour. Four-wheel disc brake seatbelts, full-color digital display, speedometer, charge meter, and more. Plus, all Advance carts have higher impact glass windshields and upgraded seats with matching body color stitching. New inventory, colors, and styles at GSV at Giant Recreation World in Winter Garden or online, giantrecreationworld.com.
All right, guess what? We're back, episode number 58. Here we go. And I want to talk about some RV scheduled events coming up that are in our market.
Is there some exciting stuff going on?
There is. I mean, the Orlando RV Show is scheduled March 14th through March 17th.
Yay!
It's going to be hosted or held at the Osceola Heritage Park.
That's right.
That's in Kissimmee. For us old timers, that basically is the Silver Spurs Rodeo.
Yeah.
I think they also do a spring training for a professional.
I think so.
Team out there too. So there's all kinds of events always going on.
The rodeo always going.
What's awesome? What's special about this RV show is it's sanctioned Florida RV Trade Association RV show.
Here we go.
So it's basically multi dealers. It's going to be chock full of support. Place things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Vendors and all that still aren't classes. Stuff. Yep. Have all kinds of seminars and classes.
Oh, yeah.
But the biggest deal is we have the biggest spot. You know why? We're the giant, you know.
Giant record.
And we're gonna be able to show a really nice snapshot of every kind of product we sell.
Yeah.
Except for our Tiffins, because they won't let us bring them to that location.
Yeah, that's a,
Tiffins, you know, are only, you know, up in our Palm Bay store.
That's right. But come and by and visit us in Palm Bay.
Everything else will be on display.
Yeah.
And if you want to see a Tiffin, we'll shuttle you up there to Palm Bay. You know,
yeah,
it's only an hour.
That's right.
It's only an hour. But it's 1875 Silver Spur Lane in Kissimmee. And March 14th through the 17th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday through Saturday.
There you go.
9 a.m. to 4 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, usually these events are not free, but this particular one, because we have not had a show in over 7 years.
7 years.
Our market, it's free.
Yeah.
You know what it costs for parking?
What's it?
Nothing.
Free parking, too.
So, again.
Get at it.
Folks, this is going to be a great event, and I'm so excited, you know?
Yeah, man, that last one we went to, they charged us 10 to get in and 20 to park.
Right. Some more information is per facility rules. You can have pets, but they have to be service animals.
That's right.
You know, and how do you prove it? You have a little service animal, a little blanket that you can go order those on the Amazon or keep them. And they're giving away door prizes, like a $100 gift card given away every day.
That's exciting.
You know, and it's one of those kind of things you don't have to be there to win. So it's not rigged or
anything. Just got to register.
Yeah, that's right. And also they'll give you probably a nice magazine or two.
Yeah.
You know, when you register, you know.
It's an FRB.
Maybe a quick campground guide.
Yay,
all kinds of cool stuff, though. This is a real RV show. This is not an off-site sale.
Nope.
Like what Brand X
does.
It's like every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's not a show.
It's not a show. It's basically a tent sale, and that's not what you're
looking
for.
We don't do that.
This is a perfect opportunity to go see many different products.
There you go.
Offered by many different dealers.
Do some comparing, research.
And you'll find also, none of them compare. Giant Recreation World. I talked about the VIP Club.
That's right.
I talked about the warranty forever that come with every one of our new RVs. That's and right. Select used ones. I talked about, we have the Priority RV Dealer Network that we're affiliated with that nobody else is.
Nobody has.
At this show.
Huge.
Yeah. These are all huge things.
Yeah. Camping clubs.
We're
the
dealer in our market that won the top 50 RV dealers. That's in the nation, by the way. Yeah,
can't beat that.
Just saying. Certified RV repair centers. Very few of those out there, too, folks.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are. It's kind of easy to tout our stuff.
If you look at our little thing behind you,
ba-ba-ba.
There's some of our Y-Buys right there.
All Y-Buys.
We're also a A-plus rated Better Business Bureau.
Yep, company. Triple B. So,
there you go.
But, yes, sir.
So that's got that going on for the RV show in Orlando.
Got to be a good show.
Through the 17th.
Yeah.
What's even more exciting than that?
What have you got?
The weekend after. Starting Thursday, March 21st through 24th, the Sunday, all three of our locations are hosting RV sales.
Here we go.
On lot promotional sales.
That's right.
Where we'll have everything below show price. Can you believe it?
I did not. I do not. It's a tough buy.
Well, with the Bartow involved, that may not be true.
So what kind of got me on this is that just so inside information here, okay? So what ends up happening is talking with the guys, we put so much out for advertising, for logistics, get the units to these shows. You spend more, and that has to be absorbed somewhere. Well, so, when we do on-lot shows, there is no extra cost. So you get all of the savings. All of the discounts are on the units themselves.
Now some of our manufacturers will help pay for, like, the spot rent.
Right, right.
But they don't help us with the decorating and the transfer and then the cleaning and then all of that, you know, ancillary expenses, which are huge.
Huge.
Which on our lots, it's nothing different. We have to do that already, so it's not a special thing. So, again, it's always true that you can get a better deal usually at the dealership because they didn't have to outgo any, resources.
Any resources. Oh, also, too, I wanted to mention, we have a podcast, one of our episodes we did on visiting an RV show on supplies to bring, how to take notes, how to do some research. So if you are going to the show, definitely check out that podcast so you know what to be prepared for.
Yeah, because and everybody agrees, if you see more than three or four units, you forget them individually and they all become one perfect unit.
Yeah, just kind of.
Then you want to buy it and you can't because there's no such thing as a unit with a walk-around queen island bed, a sofa, a dinette, an outside kitchen, a walk-through bath, or a side bath with a bath and a half that's 21 foot long.
They don't.
I'm just saying, folks. Doesn't exist. Can't exist.
No, they don't.
But our brains will put them all together. And you'll be angry. But our RV show sale at the lots.
Yep.
Three locations, like I said, Palm Bay, Ormond Beach, Winter Garden.
Bam.
We're going to have new units that are arriving daily. Matter of fact, we received four of them today.
That's right.
Prizes and giveaways.
Oh, yeah. So, and there's a couple different things. So we're trying to move away from the, like, just run-of-the-mill prizes. So we're going to have some good stuff for this next event.
That are useful.
Yeah.
You know, we have advertised, you know, registered for the free Yeti cooler. Am I right?
We have.
We pull the person out. We call them. Leave a message. We email them. We never hear from them.
Nothing.
So we can't even give them away.
Yeah, can't even get this Yeti.
But with that being said, we're also doing catered lunch this time.
Yeah.
From 11 to 2 every day of the promo. And our VIP camping club members are volunteering to cook it for us.
How nice is that?
So they're going to cook hamburgers and hot dogs. We got some side.
Come on.
You know, it's going to be a great time.
That is going to be fun.
You know, so bring the family out. Have lunch on us, and then come and take advantage of the great deals that you're going to see.
That's right.
We got programs where you don't get a payment for 90 days.
That's right.
You don't get your zero down if you want to buy an RV with zero down.
Zero down.
For those who qualify.
Asterisk.
We're putting all the money in trades because we can't get enough used.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you have a trade, make sure you bring it.
Yeah.
We'll give you a good appraise.
Top dollar.
On our website, you can appraise your own RV, can't you?
That's right. Get a good idea of what you're going to get before you even get here.
How do you find that?
That is on our website. In the top menu bar, there's a trade button, Value My Trade.
Value My Trade.
Value My Trade button. That's where.
There you go. And it only takes 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's all drop downs. It's real easy.
Yeah. Then what are we?
We are Central and North Florida's only RV dealer to offer a lifetime warranty.
Yeah. Well, I already talked about that. And I'm very proud of it.
We are.
It is.
I like saying it. It's one of my favorite taglines to say.
It has helped so many of our customers save thousands upon thousands of dollars in maintenance.
It really is.
And repair costs.
It sets us apart from the other guys. It really does.
It's true.
Yeah. All the savings come to you.
So,
what do we got?
Our sale, very exciting, where we are working on some of the advertising that we're going to be putting forth for that event coming up soon. We were talking about that before the show. Mm-hmm. So, again, we work. We do work.
We do. We got stuff.
Right. So, we got a beautiful list of Class B motor homes.
Those are
four van campers, old guys like to call them, that Bartow picked out for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Highly mobile.
Yeah. So, we have a brand new product that we just got in. And we're excited about that. under the Coachman RV umbrella,
okay,
under the Forest River RV umbrella.
Whoa.
Is the Beyond.
The Beyond.
The Beyond camper van.
And these are, is that what you had just said? These are the four that we got today? Are these?
No.
Oh, that was a different unit. I thought it was these
guys. No, we received four new units. I don't know.
Oh, which they were does not.
All different shapes,
but these are
sizes. But these are this is a brand new product. So again, these are 2024s, and we have two of them in so far. By this promo that we're talking about, we'll have three.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, one at each location. It's right, a model 22D, and this is an all-wheel drive product on the 3.5 liter EcoBoost.
Woo!
You know,
I like it.
Now that's Ford.
Oh, okay.
That's the Ford Transit chassis. 3/4 ton chassis.
I like the Ford chassis.
Yeah. And the 3.5 EcoBoost is a V6. It gets good mileage.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
You know what else it has? A 10-speed transmission.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow, man. That's taking on the mountains.
It's got 360-degree cameras.
Okay.
It's got blind spot assist.
I like that.
It got reverse sensing system, so it beeps if you get too close to stuff.
Big help.
It has a reverse brake assist, so if you're about to run into a wall, it'll slam
it'll
on the
stop
brakes for
you.
You know?
That's something helpful.
Yes, it does. It has side sensors.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these are not stripped down.
Yeah, man, that
these
is something
great.
Special.
Has forward collision warnings. It's got the SYNC 4 display, keyless entry, remote start. Team BMS, you know what that is? Tire pressure monitoring system. Tells you when your tires are getting low on air.
That's a good one.
You know, just all kinds of stuff. So make sure you come and see one of these brand new Coachman Beyond 22D all-wheel drive vehicles.
Beyond.
You know, it's we have two in stock currently. They list for $198,746. We have a sale price on them for $144,711.
Whoa.
And they're probably about $900 a month.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, man.
But you can write off some of that interest because it's a second home if you don't already own one.
There you go.
So, like I said, we had two of them walking through the floor plan. Basically, it's a great setup. It's got twin beds in the back.
Yeah, don't miss out.
Two sofas that face each other.
Okay.
That also make a full-size bed, you know.
Wow.
So it can be twin beds. It can be a full or queen, whatever.
Yeah, man.
It's got a side wet bath.
That's a lot of space.
It's got a refrigerator. It's got a microwave. Got a galley. Got a induction range cooktop.
Induction cooktop.
It's got a little removable table that goes in between the pilot chairs because you can turn them around and face the area.
Oh.
Even when you open the side sliding door. It's a van, after all, right?
Right, right.
When you open that, it'll have a screen that you can open to or leave closed if you want to let the fresh air in.
Oh,
you know, they thought of everything.
So even at night, I'm sure you keep the mosquitoes out, things of that, too. That's awesome.
That's the Beyond product. Now I want to talk about the Nova.
Ooh,
the Nova. It's on a 2024. This is all 24s, a two, by the way.
Okay.
So we're
these are all the new guys. Yeah, man.
Yeah, the Nova. It's on a Dodge ProMaster 3500 chassis.
Whoa, all right.
It's also a 3.6 liter V6, so
V6
good also, gas mileage.
Good gas, yeah, man.
276 horsepower, plenty to get it up and down the road.
Yeah. How about the train? Is it a 10?
A 9-speed.
9-speed?
Yeah.
That's incredible that they have so much.
It'll tow almost 7,000 pounds.
Ah, that's why, for towing.
Yeah. Again, I wanted to touch on different bullet points.
Yeah.
But, the Beyond will pull a lot, too.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
If you have a trailer with a car on it, or even maybe a car and a golf cart, or a golf cart on a trailer with a bunch of bicycles, you can pull all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you take a real trip, boy. Bring that golf cart along with you.
Yeah, so I'm looking at some different floor plans. I got the 20D, which is basically just like the Nova we talked about.
Okay, yeah.
Rear, forward, facing sofas that face each other. That's a twin bed. Or it'll make a big bed,
a big,
you know,
full bed, yeah.
Wet bath, got all the amenities, all that kind of stuff, same removable table.
It's incredible they can fit it all in there.
So we have three of those to choose from, of which one of them is a lithium-powered one.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
It's like a golf cart lithium car.
It's more made for off-grid camping than the other one.
Wow.
But everybody knows that if you have a bunch of lithium big batteries, it's not that cheap.
What?
But
what do you got? What do you got on that price?
Yeah, the 20Ds They list for $183,000.
We
have
all right.
on sale for $133,000.
Whoa, that's you know, over $50,000.
Another one we have on sale for $132,000.
Yeah.
And then you look at the lithium one, it's $205,000 list price, and it's on sale for $149,800. Again, three to choose from. All three of our locations have that particular floor plan.
Yeah.
Another floor plan is the 20C. So in that, it's a more of a, it's got two little, basically jump seats in the back that face each other. And then on the along the very back is the sofa.
Ah, and that's where it all,
bed. It's a power sofa. You push a button, it flips it down into a bed.
Okay.
Automatic, but same bathroom and all that other kind of stuff. But
I like
the
it.
Basic configuration in the back is different. We also have three of those to choose from.
Right.
So visit any one of our stores and get the price, but they range from the 20C range from anywhere from 118 change to 136 on sale from list prices in the mid 180s.
180s. Wow, man. That's a heck of a discount there. Heck yeah.
We got two Novas that are the 20RB, which is a rear bath. That's if you don't want such a small bath, it's got a bigger wardrobe.
Bigger wardrobe in the back there. Yeah.
Again, it's in the same kind of thing. We have two of those to choose from. Maybe have three by the time the sale's here.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, you should come check these out in the showroom because it's incredible how much space is inside of
it. Yeah, they're both in the mid-170s, and we got them on sale for the high 120s.
Wow, so, there you go. Man,
good deals.
Yeah, man, that is.
Now, we have touched on the Galleria product before.
Oh, yeah.
But we have two different floor plans that we have in stock, the 24TM Galleria. Is basically the same floor plan as the one I just talked about with the sofa in the very back.
Gotcha.
It's also a power sofa, has little jump seats, has everything you would need. That's on a Mercedes chassis.
Yeah,
Mercedes Sprinter. And it's hard to go wrong with a Sprinter.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the Mercedes, too. They have a nice chassis drive.
It's a 2.0 liter turbo I-4 diesel engine, nine-speed automatic transmission, but it's all the quality and class you would expect from a Mercedes. So, again, come to any one of our locations and visit our Class Bs. We're in it to win it.
Have a trade? Get top dollar now. And if you need service, parts, or a rental, Giant Recreation World has you covered. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever.